Audio Gravity, 27th of September 2009. Good morning. First link today, bionic-i.com. So hot on the heels of Leia for the Android G1 and the Android phones in general is the iPhone 3GS application. Now, I presume it's only allowed for the 3GS because of the visualization or the augmented reality bit. This is cool, but I do have some reservations about it. It's sort of like a false sort of augmented reality because it's based on moving the accelerometer, obviously, and the GPS. So you get these little graphics of all the icons of the businesses. And the reviewer who's got the video on YouTube, because there's a YouTube video on this page, is going left and right showing you how far away it is and whatever. And it's nice that it drops down to a little map view with a direction way to get it. I think that's cool. The only problem I find strange with this is that it's very much like GPSs in cars in that it already has all the information locally, so you don't need to have a data connection. Now, that's great that it's all local on the phone, because when you're in subways and all that sort of stuff, you don't want to have to be paying for, you know, additional data tariffs to grab more stuff. I like that. The only problem is I don't know how up-to-date this stuff will be. For instance, there's over 100,000 point of interest on this, which is great, you know, from that sort of numbers. But my reservations are that normally a lot of this stuff is out of date. You know, it's all very well having 10,000, 20,000 listed Wi-Fi hotspots. If none of them don't exist anymore, or they're not free or not open, they don't tend, that sort of information I've found when I'm walking through a city that I don't know, I can go to four or five places and either the Wi-Fi is broken, it doesn't work, or it's not there anymore, or you have to pay for it. It's just not consistent. The data is not new enough. And with us having social networks and people actively going to places and going, oh, there's Wi-Fi here. If we had a mechanism to say the Wi-Fi was up and it was fine, or it was slow, but, you know, we have to pay this, we have to do that, we need to have a better application for being able to add a point of interest to these things that are powered by our social grid. So I will accept, you know, a bunch of people in my social grid who leave recommendations on a point of interest based on the fact that I trust their knowledge on that particular thing. So for instance, Wi-Fi, if I knew a group of 10 people who live in Boston, for instance, go to a place and their Wi-Fi at the place where they go to have coffee regularly, and they're updating, you know, it worked this week or it worked today, and it's simply just a one click, I would rather have access to that data that I download once a day or once a week, and because that is a bit more truer to life. Otherwise, this just comes across as a bit of a gimmick, and I don't want it to come across to me as a bit of a gimmick. I would love to have augmented reality in a phone. I'm a bit concerned about how much battery life this damn thing eats, you know, and do I have to sort of hold it up to see these things? I'd be quite happy to just have it like I'm looking down at the phone and just have that 2D view instead of having that 3D view. But check it out. It certainly looks good. And, you know, it is one of the first versions for the iPhone, I believe. They've got all fast food joints on their restaurants. Coffee, leisure, accommodation. So they have got a bunch of stuff on there. And I definitely do like the idea that it is, you don't have to pay for data tariff on top of it. But it'd be nice to know if that point of interest database is kept up to date. Next link today is over on Zopag again. World's expiry date, 21st December 2012. I'd like to know what people think about the whole 2012 thing. I watched a video the other day that's coming out in November, movie called 2012. Basically, there's this system, some web conspiracy theorists, they've been using web bot technology to push this apocalyptic prophecy that's going around into the internet age. According to the web's conspiracy theorists, the bots accurately predicted the September 11th and the 2009 Boxing Day tsunami, and now they believe that a cataclysm of some sort will devastate the planet on 21st December. Developed in the 1990s to predict stock market movements, the software is similar to the spiders that search engines use to index web pages. The bots crawl through relevant web pages, noting keywords and examining the text around them. The theory is that this gives an insight into the wisdom of crowds as the thoughts of thousands of people are aggregated, reports the Telegraph. George Urine, the project's co-mind, said that the system predicted a world-changing event in the 60 to 90 days after June 2001 and on the September September, and on 11th of September 2001, terrorist attacks happened. Despite the vagueness of the prediction, many believe it to be genuine. Now the latest prediction is that the 21st December 2012 signals the end of the world, possibly through a polar shift, when the polarity of the Earth's magnetic field is reversed. Believers claim that, as well as the bots, the 2012 apocalypse is predicted by the ancient Mayan calendar, the Book of Revelations, and the Chinese text. What do you feel about this whole thing? Are we racing towards this sort of end of the world situation? You know, 2012, it's not far away, and it would sort of tie in with the fact that the we have the Olympic Games in England in 2010, and that's going to be a bit of a calamity in itself. So it wouldn't surprise me that it all happened in the same year, and all the eyes are on our country as we're hosting the Olympic Games, as the world is going to rack and ruin. I'd like to know your thoughts on it, though, and leave me a little text message about it. Does it unsettle you? Does it worry you? Do you think, oh my God, I've only got 3 years left? You know, what goes through your mind when you read this sort of stuff? Next link today is over on motionobj.com, motionobj.com/simplytweet. This is another Twitter application with push notifications already built in there. I've started using a thing called Boxcart, which is a really nice little program to put push notifications onto your front screen of your iPhone. But this is an actual application that does all this. Push notifications support for direct messages and mentions showing new messages in the application badge, which is nice. I don't know if I'd change using this from Tweety. I do like the fact that that other program pushes messages to the front screen, and I can use Tweety to reply to them. I probably need to give it a good old test out, but it certainly looks the part. If it's the first time that you've just had an iPhone, there's loads of different Twitter applications out there. I like Tweety, but this has already got push notifications built in. So if you only want a one-stop, one-location app, this might be the one for you. Next link today is at prowl.weeks.net, spelled W-E-K-S.net. Prowl is the Growl client. If you don't know what Growl is, it's this little notification system that you can get for the Mac that when certain events happen, it pops up a little notification in different kinds of themes. You can have it top right or bottom left, or you can have this middle section, or you know, you can have it themed as you like. What this is a Growl client for the iPhone OS. So notifications from your Mac or Windows computer are sent to your iPhone or iPod Touch using push. Prowl has an extensive API which allows your scripts to integrate beautifully. I really, really like this. I like it a lot, and I don't think I've even scratched the surface of what this thing can do. The ability to be able to send notifications from your Mac to your phone. So you're walking around the house, or you might have, you know, an office down the garden or something. You're on the same network, and it can push various stuff to your phone from your computer updating, you know, like when your FTP's done, stuff like that. I really, really like that. Next link today is over on junecloud.com. They've got this really nice widget called Delivery Status. It's now at version 5.01, and it tracks a number of companies. Delivery Status lets you track your deliveries from Adobe, Amazon, Apple, Aramix, Canadian Post, CityLink, DHL, FedEx, GLS, Google Checkout, Parcel Force, Royal Mail. You know, there's a whole bunch of different providers on there, and it's just a great little widget. And what's nice about this, they've also released it for the iPhone and the iPod Touch. That's at version 3.0, so you can basically track, you know, all your packages, where they're going to be, when they're going to turn up, and how far away they are. And it's a great little application. I'd suggest you go and check it out. Finally today, last link, over on the elise.com, E-L-I-S-E.com, is a bunch of quotes. And I needed this last week. I needed something to read that sort of give me a bit of clarity. And it's a piece called The Awakening. And it's really, really good. I suggest you go and have a read of it if you're having a bit of a sort of downward spiral at the moment and you need something to, you know, keep you on track. Go and have a read, have a listen to it, print it out, keep it in your wallet. It's nice to look at it and remind yourself that things are not all that bad. I'll speak to you tomorrow.